Oh.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following show is a proud member of the ShowDoc Network. Learn more about this show and other great shows by logging on to ShowDoc.com.
This week's episode of System Showdown is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, The Sports Docket,
and by Congressman Joe Wilson.
You lie!
That's not true. At all.
Welcome to System Showdown with Quas and John. Tune in to hear John, a Mac lover, go head-to-head with Quas, a Windows addict, to find out which system makes the grade. Presented by ShowDoc.com.
Time to talk up a storm. Welcome to System Showdown on Blog Talk Radio. This is episode 44 for Sunday night, November 22nd, 2009. It's our first show with our brand new intro designed by John. One week we got a new logo, the next we got a new intro. What do you know? We are coming to you live tonight from Syracuse and Stony Brook, New York. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm Quas, the PC guy.
And I'm John, the iMac guy, and we've got a great show for you guys tonight. In a couple of moments, we should be having Alfred Moya, founder of the ZuneMax blog, which you could check out at ZuneMax.com, will be joining us to discuss Microsoft's Zune HD in comparison to Apple's iPod Touch. Also, if you're interested in buying one of these Microsoft Zunes, there's an Amazon link for Zune HD 16-gigabyte video MP3 player on our show page. In compliance with our show topic, tonight's theme is portability. As we mentioned, we'll be discussing that with Moya, in regards to the top-notch MP3 players, Zune HD from Microsoft and the iPod Touch from Apple.
Yeah, we also want to hear from you on the phone lines. You can call us at 1-646-478-5187.
Mm-hmm. And if you're too afraid to pick up a phone, you could aim myself at Showdown John or Quas at Showdown Quas.
Okay, good point.
Totally.
So how are you doing today, Mr. iMac guy?
I am doing good, especially after all this hype that's surrounding the new Microsoft Zune HD. You know how much I love it when Apple products get contested. That means, of course, that Apple will find a way to make their products better than whatever Microsoft puts out there.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. But really, is that how it is, John?
Yeah, you bet.
Right now, we're just waiting for Alfred Moya, who hopefully he'll be joining us momentarily. Meanwhile, we'll start talking about our first impressions of the Zune and the iPod Touch. Of course, the Zune is a later released product, right, John?
That it is. I believe, I'm not actually sure of when the Zune came out in comparison to the iPod Touch, but I know Apple was definitely the first with their iPod in 2001, and then the Zune came around in, I think, 2005 or 6 or so. But there's a new market opening up as far as touchscreen music players, like the iPod Touch and the Zune HD.
That's a good point. Once again, you can join us in the chat room right now on Blog Talk Radio. You can also tune. We have a couple of guests in there right now. You can also call in 1-646-478-5187. Again, with Blog Talk Radio, if you do want to chat with us during the live show, I believe you have to create an account to talk with both John and myself during the show. So you might have to create a listener account on there. And you can also the beauty of having a listener account is that you'll be updated on your other favorite shows on Blog Talk Radio. So I guess it's a catch 22 to create a listener account over here at Blog Talk Radio, and we'll see where we go from there.
Mm-hmm, definitely, Quas, that is. And that reminds me, if you want to find some more favorite shows besides yours truly, System Showdown, be sure to check out our radio network at showdoc.com. That's showdoc.com. You could find shows that appease any taste, to sports, to variety, to tech, even Syracuse. Check it out, showdoc.com.
Yep. All right, John, let's start off with this. What's your first impression of the Zune? Obviously, very few applications on the Zune so far. I think about 6 total.
Six? That's not bad.
Yeah, well, just to start off, but they're going to try to build a whole a Zune application online database so people can download from. I guess Do you think the Zune compares at all to the iPod Touch outside of the applications?
Well, to be honest with you, like, if you're talking about hardware-wise, because, like, you know, no matter what I'm going to say, I'm just going to say this, you know, the iPod wins as far as the software that it runs. Apple worked very hard, you know, designing the iPod OS, which derives from the iPhone, obviously, and they've done an excellent job with it.
And right now, sorry to interrupt you, John, we have an 845 caller.
845? Where is that? I think that's upstate New York, right?
Yeah, that's not Moya, I don't think.
All right, let's take it anyway. Who do you think it is?
No, it's just from our show channel, so. This is not Moya. We're going to take calls later. That's not the right number for Moya.
All right, fine. If this person wants to call back later on, then we can definitely do that.
Yeah, if anyone wants to call in later on, remember, if you don't want to hear yourself on the air, don't press 1 when you call in. Just let people know, because there's been a confusion in past shows. We've had a lot of callers press 1, and we pick them up, and they don't, and it's like dead air. So we don't want to have to deal with that.
Hey, at least we don't get any prank calls, like someone trying to order some pizza or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So hopefully
we'll get some real calls soon enough.
It's a good point. But let's get back to this. And again, if you're just joining us, our featured guest of the night, Alfred Moya, currently not with us, but he should be with us momentarily. So we'll keep you posted. I think he's calling from Jamaica. So that there could be...
Jamaica and feel all right. I'm not going to have that in my head all day now. All night for that now.
What? Say again?
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. I'm terrible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's talk about the Zune a bit more, because like, I'm actually really intrigued by this, because it looks like it's some serious competition for the iPod Touch.
I agree. First of all, it only comes in 16 gigs, which already puts you an advantage in terms of having as much music as you want on your Zune. Right?
Yeah, 16 gigs, you say. That's actually not bad. Like, my iPod Touch is 16 gigs.
So, I mean, it's about the same. But again, remember last week when we were discussing the Apple iPhone 3GS versus the Verizon Moto Droid, we were talking about how similar these two devices are. That's not the case with the Zune and the iPod Touch.
I'm going to disagree with you there, because these devices do sound very similar, because I'm looking over the specs right now, like on Microsoft's Zune.net, and it sounds very familiar, you know, a touch screen, built-in Wi-Fi, you know, it's obviously a music player, video player, it does, well, you know, games, obviously, apps, it seems very similar to the iPod Touch, very similar.
How about the video features, though?
Let's see, regarding video, the HD in Zune HD stands for high definition, so obviously they worked very hard to bring high definition video to Zune. With, I think it's 720p HD resolution. Yeah, that's what it is. It's very high resolution for what it is.
That's pretty unique, actually.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you don't see that many high-definition portable video devices out there. And the Zune HD is definitely a first.
And we should be joined by our guest here momentarily, Alfred Moya from ZuneMax.com. Hopefully he'll join us. We are trying to call him through the Skype line right now. So hopefully he'll be on.
Yay.
But again, Denny.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? No. I guess it's not. Wrong line. The wrong line. Sorry.
Guess we had a cross wire.
Yeah, a little bit of a cross wire there.
Cross wire. Okay, so yeah, back to the Zune, though, because there's a lot of interesting things about the Zune, which I'm actually looking at right now, which I didn't know before.
Like what?
Let's see, like some of the things which I find interesting is obviously the built-in Wi-Fi with a built-in web browser that has, you know, Bing search and all kinds of fun stuff like that. But yeah, like it's very similar to, you know, the iPod Touch's web browser, Safari, with built-in Google search.
So, but the Zune doesn't really have to do with Windows Mobile, does it?
Well, here's the thing. It's funny you asked that, because I was going to bring that up. Windows Mobile, is, you know, which is run on most cellular phones nowadays, is derived from something called Windows CE, or Compact Edition. And the Zune's operating system, I'm guessing Zune OS, is also derived from Windows CE. So they're very closely related in that sense.
That's so, but they're not the same device.
Definitely not. They're very different in that sense. It's like comparing, Windows XP to Windows 7, you know? If we're going to go back to that, they're very different devices. Microsoft is planning, you know, with the Zune OS, I could see them definitely doing a Zune phone of some kind.
Yeah, two things interesting about the Zune, unlike Apple, this is something that Zune has the upper hand on, is that the Zune Pass also allows you to pull songs from the Zune Marketplace that you haven't downloaded yet. So, again, you can't use iTunes. Again, your Zune is probably not going to be Mac compatible.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But there's this whole Zune Marketplace that I guess a lot of developers and a lot of generous people at Microsoft have set up so that you can take advantage of applications and as well as music that you have not yet downloaded and put it directly onto your Zune.
That's very true, because how the Zune Marketplace is set up is very different than how iTunes is set up. On iTunes, you have what's called an a la carte model, which I'm sure you're familiar with, you knowing French, you know?
That means at the card.
Pretty much. Interpreted literally, it means that, but in a figurative sense, it pretty much means you buy whatever you want and you pay that much for. Say if you want to buy 9 songs, you pay 99 cents each for them, in that sense. But how the Zune Marketplace works is it's a subscription model. So you pay, I think it's like $15 every month around that, and you get all the music that you want. But as soon as you stop paying for it, you lose that music. It's two very different models of sales in that sense.
But the Zune HD is not solely a personal media player.
Oh, definitely not. As far as personal media, that's only one of the things that I could do, just like the iPod Touch. Microsoft and Apple have really been marketing these devices aggressively with what they could do. It's not only a media player. It could also do games. It's also a web browser. It's also, you know, you can pretty much, you know, they're trying to say it with all the functionality built in with expandable applications. You could do whatever you want to do with your device. It's amazing.
Yeah, you mentioned movies, right?
Mm-hmm, movies, definitely. Because, just like the iPod and pretty much a lot of personal media players out there, you could download movies and TV shows from a lot of big networks through the Zune Marketplace. Like I'm looking right now, you could get content from NBC, CBS, PBC, Discovery Channel, tons of different networks. You get content for legally for your Zune.
And I'm sure the new Oprah Channel as well, OWN, which because when you mention Discovery Channel, you have to mention the new Oprah Channel, OWN.
The Oprah Network. I'd like to see that. Did you hear Oprah's actually canceling her show?
Yes. After 25 years, she's going to be stepping down from the Oprah Winfrey Show. I guess it's going to end in 2011.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said, September 25th, 2011, last show.
And she's going, so she's really got about 18 months left with it, and or less, right?
Mm-hmm, pretty much. You know, and I hear she's just going to be moving over to the Oprah Network, so you can have 24-hour Oprah whenever you want.
Well, it's not going to be, it's going to be Oprah programming 24 hours. But
mm-hmm. Oprah-based programming, you know, Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or all these doctors that she has having shows for her and all that.
And lots of free stuff.
Oh, yes. You know, everybody in the audience gets a free gift. Yay. I want to attend one of those just so you get free stuff. Really.
Don't tell me they don't make people pay taxes after they get the free stuff.
Of course they do. As a matter of fact, there's an IRS agent who waits outside the studio who makes you pay tax for all the free items you got.
That's interesting. Anyway, a little off topic, but it's
very
a good, nice tidbit of information there. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, again, we talked about the price. The price is actually, for $220, it's more expensive than the 8-gig iPod Touch.
Yeah, pretty much in that sense. It's, you know, if you're looking
But it's just not more expensive than the 16-gig iPod Touch through Amazon, which is $248.
Yeah, if you're going to look at that, I'll agree with you. You know, like, price is a very tricky point, but you have to measure a lot of different factors, mainly gigabytes. Because I'm looking now, and let's see, the Zoom HD is available in 16 gigabyte and 32 gigabyte configurations.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm looking right now on Wikipedia, 16 and 32 gigabytes.
Okay. I don't know if you would touch Wikipedia for this, but
Wikipedia is never inaccurate. I've read so much there. Like, I learned from Wikipedia that the War of 1812 happened in 1947.
Okay.
It did, I swear. Look on Wikipedia. But yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
But I think I got
That makes my point, because Wikipedia doesn't always have the most accurate information.
Yeah, but I think for something like that, you could assume that's going to be accurate if it.
You would never cite Wikipedia for any sort of paper or any sort of document that you would hand in.
I actually did once. I remember, like, when Wikipedia was first beginning, like in 2005. I think I was in ninth grade.
How would you cite it? It's.
I cited Wikipedia. It was a paper on Buddhism, I think. I cited the entire Wikipedia Buddhism article.
I'm not going to ask how that ended up.
Oh, like, here's the thing. Nobody even knew about Wikipedia.
Oh, well, I guess, actually, when Wikipedia first came out, it was probably more credible because since people weren't editing it, that it was mostly experts who were editing it, and, you know, there's probably a lot of credibility to it.
Yeah, nowadays we have people like you and I editing it, so it's a lot less inaccurate. If we're
experts in something and we have our sources, and also you can cite sources within Wikipedia. You can actually cite your references there, so you can make clear that this is actually, you know, factual information.
Definitely, but nobody ever does that. But bringing it back to the iPod Touch versus Zoom HD, did you know that there's actually a Wikipedia app for the iPod, and there probably will be one for the Zoom very soon?
Well, I know there's an app for everything.
There is an app for everything.
There's an app for that, you know.
There is an app for that. There's over 100,000 apps right now in Apple's catalog. 100,000 apps. It's
how
insane.
Many?
100,000.
100,000.
100,000.
That's almost as...
That's almost 200,000.
Well, no, I know. I mean, that's almost, what, 10 times how many iPhones... I mean, how many iPod Touches they've sold, like, in the first quarter?
That's a good point, actually. Like, I never thought of how many apps there were compared to how many iPhones and iPod Touches there
were.
Well,
yeah, it's like an exponential equation because, you know, as the iPod Touch became more popular, more developers are getting on the ball in terms of developing applications for it in the marketplace.
Wow, good point. I'm not going to lie. But that reminds me of something, which I'm just remembering now. Let's see. There was something way back in, I think, 2004 called itunesperipod.com. It's probably not up anymore, but I remember what it was. Like, they calculate how many iPods have been sold and how many songs on iTunes have been sold. And if they did the math, they found out on average there was only 21 songs per iPod that were sold on iTunes.
That's
21.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but think of it this way. Given that even the smallest iPod holds 1,000 songs, and some could hold up to 20,000, it's unthinkable to think that only 21 of them are from iTunes.
And how many are from and where are the other ones from?
Various sources, you know, various shady sources. Let's just put it that way.
Again, if just joining us, our guest, Alfred Moyer, was unable to join us up to this point. It doesn't really happen with us, but again, there are lots of things in life that happen that you can't explain, and this is one of those things, and we probably won't have an explanation for you until the show is over, but we should let you know we do have a lot of a couple of shows coming up in upcoming weeks where we have guests confirmed and we trustworthy guests.
Very.
This point, and respect to this guest to work out tonight, but up to this point, he hasn't called in. But if he does call in, we'll put him on as soon as we can. So just want to let you know about that. And yeah, let's get back to what we're talking about.
Like while we're on that topic now, I've actually decided to load up the Apple Store versus the Zoom Store and see how much these devices actually cost in comparison to one another. because, like, I'm looking now. The iPod Touch is sold in 8 gig, 16, 8 gig, 32 gig, 64 gig. There's no 16 gig anymore. It's 8 gig, 32 gig, and 64 gig.
That's incredible.
It is, and the Zoom is 16 and 32. So I suppose.
And different colors as well.
Let's see. I believe that's true. Yes,
different
skin, right.
Different skins. I should say, not colors. They don't call it colors.
Actually, they do. Like, as a matter of fact, the Zoom comes in 5 different colors. It comes in platinum, red, blue, green, and black.
Platinum, red, green, blue, and black?
Yes, platinum, red, green, blue, and black.
Wow.
Ah, but, like, the iPod doesn't come in any different colors. That's the sad thing. Only the Nanos come in different colors. The Touch doesn't.
The Nanos are the second smallest. Oh, the smallest.
Well, see, the smallest is the Shuffle,
actually. Oh, yeah, well, that's ancient.
Yeah, well, it's not really ancient. They updated it a little bit. It's now incredibly tiny. Have you seen the new Shuffle?
Can it fit in your pocket?
Oh, it could do more than your pocket. It's like the size of your fingernail. It's insane.
Oh, wow.
I also guess how much it costs.
I'll take a guess.
Hmm?
95.
Lower.
85.
Lower.
65.
It starts at 60.
Not bad. Not
I know. I mean, you could also get a platinum version for $100 in polished stainless steel.
Oh. Is that any more expensive, though?
Yeah, it's $100, but it's platinum stainless steel, you know?
I suppose.
It also holds 1,000 tongs, and it's the size of your freaking fingernail.
That's incredible. That's about as small as you can get, I would say.
Oh, trust me, they're going to make them smaller. Like, have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live sketch with Steve Jobs?
Like Microchip?
Oh, even smaller. Like, he was promoting products like the iPod Pequeña, which is just incredibly small.
The iPod Pequeña?
Yes, and the iPod Invisa, which is so small you can't see it.
That's a good point. All right, let's talk a little bit about Alfred Moy on his blog. He wrote about a couple of games that the Zune Max comes with. That's his blog. The Zune HD comes with, sorry. The Zune HD comes with a couple, with 6 games. So let's see if this piques your interest. They're called PGR Ferrari Edition, Auto Surf, Lucky Lanes Bowling. You heard of that?
I haven't. That sounds very cool.
Vans Skate. It's spelled SK8 with a numerical 8. Pool is a pool service. It's actually some sort of pooling in the of skate pooling game.
Cool.
You got a piano game where you can play your own tune, and you got a checkers game. That's what the Zune comes with, those 6 games for free.
That's very cool. That's very nice of Microsoft.
So I guess it looks like a complimentary prize for getting on the Zune bank. Zune bandwagon.
Yeah, like, I'm noticing something. Can I, like, bring up something for a second, which is just very strange?
You go ahead, sure.
Like, tell me if I'm correct in that sense. When Microsoft releases something, like a version of Windows or a device like this, it always comes with free games, doesn't it? Like, free stuff, like free games, free music, sample music, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Apple doesn't do that, you know?
Well, Apple likes you to pay as much money as you can before you give up.
Well, not necessarily, you know, in that sense, because, let's see, like, I noticed that Apple doesn't, the iPod doesn't come with any sample music, no sample games, the newest iPod doesn't even come with any games.
Well, there's a nice comparison for you.
Mm-hmm. But think of it this way, though, with all the free games that are available in the App Store, why you need them to come on your device if you could just pick out the ones you want?
Because you get them right away.
Yeah, but think of it this way. The first thing you're going to do when you get your new device is hook it to your computer.
And then what?
And pick out what you want. You know, get all the games or music or whatever on your device.
That's a possibility, I guess.
Well, what are you going to do? Just, you know, if you have you buy a Zune HD and then you're going to sit with the sample stuff on it, you're going to put your stuff on it, you know?
Yeah, also, by the way, Barack Obama, there's rumors that he was actually using a Zune HD. Did you hear about this?
I did not, but I really doubt that considering he used a MacBook.
Yeah, but there were a lot of rumors early in his campaign that he actually was using a Zune HD, but they were proven to be false, so.
Like, I think he's too busy using his BlackBerry, you know?
But I'm sure if he wanted to, Microsoft would give him the first version.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, he's a freaking president after all.
Sure, sure, he could have. Again, you can chat with us over our chat room. You can aim us, Showdown John or Showdown Kloss during the show. Have any questions or comments? Our guest is not currently with us. If he's not with us this week, maybe we'll have him in the future or someday. So, you know, things happen in life, as I said before, and you just have to move on.
Move on. We're sorry. But, yeah, like, I hope you enjoy listening to us talk about, you know, the Zoom versus the iPod because of all we got.
Yeah, I know. It's a good point. So let's talk about what I would have had him talk about, which is PC Mag actually wrote an article, and PCMag.com, which of course is short for PC Magazine.
Mm-hmm. I remember them. Like they stopped publishing, right? They don't actually publish a print version anymore.
I don't want to confirm that, but it is a possibility with the declining of newspapers and magazines. That is definitely a high possibility, but I don't know for sure. If you want to look it up.
I just did, and as a matter of fact, they stopped publishing in November 2008.
Doesn't surprise me. Anyway, but now they're online, and they're still kicking it. And they wrote an article on September 18, 2009, about the touchscreen smackdown between iPod Touch and Zune HD. And the premise of this article is this interesting quote. According to PC Mag, iPods aren't for everyone. And, of course, PC Mag had to make that clear for us because no one was aware of that already, right, John?
Of course, you know. Of course, you know, PC Mag had to proclaim it, saying, oh, you know, just because everybody else has an iPod doesn't mean you need one.
Yeah, exactly. And so let's talk about this for a second. I guess with the Zune HD, we can say that PC Mag is partially, if not 75%, on the ball here.
We could also say that PC magazines are partially or about 75% pro-Microsoft.
So you're saying they're biased?
I think they're very biased. If you're quoting someone from PC Magazine, definitely.
Now, Macworld and PC World are affiliated with the same company.
I did not know that, actually.
They are affiliated in some way. I remember seeing them on the same site, like some sort of affiliation. PC Mag has no Apple affiliation. But what's kind of funny is they had this Zune article, and then right next to it they have this huge iPod ad right on their page.
Of course. I believe that, definitely.
So I found that kind of funny. But
yeah, because it works, you know, like if you write an article about how bad the iPod is, the service will pick up the word iPod and then show an iPod ad for it, you know? That just didn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, if you're running your own website, you're paying for the ads.
That's very true, but you don't know what ads you're getting, you know? Like,
oh, from Google. If you're using Google, they might not be using Google, but the odds are they are.
Mm-hmm. Very true, very true. And yeah, I'm just looking now. This just in. I don't think PC World and Mac World are related in any way whatsoever.
Why would you say that?
Let's see. I'm looking, and they seem to be done by very different companies. Like, one's published by IDG, which is...
No, I'm not... They're affiliated in some way.
I don't think so. I think they're... I don't think there are any ties to them, to each other whatsoever. Oh, wait, there actually might be. Ooh.
Yes, this is what I found, and this is what I'm talking about.
Wait, here we go. The magazine publisher licensed its name to the IG.
There's some relation.
There is some, yeah.
It's the smallest relation, but I did see one. And
okay, I think I just found it. According to this, they're both owned by the International Data Group. Blast. You foiled my plan again.
Yeah, well, I knew that.
How did you know that?
Because I remember reading it, so.
I hate you.
But yeah, PC World and Mac World are affiliated in some way, and
there's also
and that's why you'll see them promoting each other a little bit.
Yeah, notice something interesting though. Mac World is spelled as one word, while PC World is spelled as two.
I asked the publisher.
Also, they're affiliated with Computer World, Info World, and Network World.
Yeah, they're affiliated with all the worlds.
All the different worlds. Oh yeah, back to the PC magazine though. What is this article that you were talking about saying pretty much?
This was about basically first of all, they made a comparison chart comparing the Zune HD and the iPod Touch, and they're talking about the latest Zune is a device that keeps a sharp focus on music, video, and the web. As you mentioned, they do have web applications for the Zune. And it's like it's a pocket-sized media powerhouse, pretty much. That's what they're saying. I think you can agree with that in some sense.
Sure. You know, if you want to use that terminology or not.
Now they did concede that there are 75,000 downloadable apps that can transform Apple's Player into a fully fledged mini computer, which is the iPod Touch. Again, this is really in September, so there are only 75,000 then.
Just past 100,000, I think, in November.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
And the Zune Marketplace, they said they conceded only offers a handful of add-in programs right now, but that will change. Apart from the apps, the latest Zune is a smartly designed device.
But think of it this way, like, if I may actually go against Apple for 1 second, play devil's advocate for a bit, you know, as much as this, you know, 100,000 apps sounds like, you know, Apple has it in the bag, just because you have the most apps on your system doesn't mean that you're going to win the war, you know? Like, I'll give an example. Have you ever heard of Palm Computing?
A little bit. Well, like a PDA kind of?
Yeah, PDA.
Like, yeah, PDA. Yeah, I heard PDA. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, there's a company now that's called Palm Computing. They create the original PDA, and right now they create something called the Palm Pre, which is right now, you know, a cell phone that's trying to compete with the iPhone, of course. But the point I'm trying to make is before that, they had something called the Palm OS, which had they touted the most applications of any mobile device. The problem is that it failed miserably. Even though they had the most applications, it still failed because of the advent of smartphones.
And since smartphones, it hasn't really picked up the pace, has it?
Very true. You know, but pretty much what happened was with the advent of Apple's iPhone, the Palm slowly died because it can't compete with a phone. It's just a device, you know? Even though it had the most applications, one feature, such as a phone, could, you know, completely destroy an industry like the PDA.
That's intriguing.
You know, it's really deep. It's making my mind blow right now, you know?
All right, next topic.
All right, next topic. What are we talking about now?
The future for the Zune.
The future of the Zune. Like, let's see.
Making Zune software compatible for Mac. Like they've done with, you know, Microsoft software, you know, Microsoft Office. Eventually, I think there's going to be some sort of division within Mac that's going to find some sort of reason to get involved with the Zune.
Well, I believe that, but fun fact, did you know that Microsoft Office was originally made for Mac first and then Windows?
I didn't know that, but I believe you mentioned it on the show before.
I think I just heard you spit out your drink, you know, because you were so shocked about that. Did you know that MS Office was made for Mac first?
Now I know.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, definitely. Like, here's the thing, you know, like, I could definitely see, you know, Microsoft making software for the Mac that allows it to be compatible with Zune, but I remember, like Microsoft has been working on Microsoft Office for the iPhone for a while, and it has yet to materialize.
Really?
Yeah, like, there's no Microsoft Office for the iPhone. The only two, you know, comparables are Documents to Go by DataViz and QuickOffice. Those are the only two Office suites for the iPhone right now. No Microsoft Office yet.
In terms of
actually getting Microsoft Office.
So oh, okay.
No official Microsoft Office. You could view your docs and your PowerPoints and your Excel spreadsheets on the iPhone right now, but there's no way to get native Microsoft Office.
And what's the future also of Zune HD is the Xbox Live. And John?
Definitely.
Microsoft has plans to integrate gaming and video experience on the Zune. So you can actually merge the best of the Zune HD with Xbox.
But I'll admit that, like, what Apple has as far as, what Apple doesn't have as far as, you know, competing with Microsoft is a gaming sector. Microsoft pretty much owns gaming with their Xbox and, you know, with Windows being the system for games.
And WoW.
Of course, you know, of course. Like, also they own Blizzard Entertainment, who, you know, makes, I believe, the World of Warcraft games.
Bungie,
they also own Halo.
Does Microsoft also own MSNBC?
That they do, but I don't see how that applies to gaming. That's a news channel. But yeah, I can definitely think of this way. Microsoft really owns, like, what's it called? I think it's, horizontal integration, where you own, like, a something.
I remember that. That's some history, right?
That is some history. I'm trying to make a historical parallel here. Horizontal integration.
Opposed to vertical integration.
Well, vertical integration is what Apple has, actually. Apple has vertical integration. You know what that is?
It's primarily Apple.
But here's what vertical integration is in Apple sense. Apple controls every facet of their device. Pretty much everything that goes on, the hardware is Apple, the software is Apple. Everything is by Apple. It's vertically integrated from start to finish. Microsoft, on the other hand, has horizontal integration, which is where they own a little piece of every different field that they compete in.
Really?
Really. I'm serious.
Serious?
Okay. Completely serious.
Okay. Let's talk about the next thing here in regards to the Zune HD and the iPod Touch. Can you listen to radio on iPod Touch?
I don't believe that you can. No, unless it's internet radio, like Pandora or Last.fm with Wi-Fi. You can't listen to the radio on your iPod.
Yeah, so pretty much Zune HD radio is another feature of the Zune whereby you can listen to radio.
I'll admit that. That's pretty cool that Microsoft decided to put a HD radio in their Zune, but let's be honest here. Do you listen to radio anymore?
I still do.
Really? You listen to the radio?
I'm doing a radio show right now.
Oh, I think it just destroyed our platform. Who listens to the radio anymore, said the guy on the radio show?
Well, when you talk about radio, you got to specify terrestrial radio, satellite radio, and internet radio.
All right, let's put it this way. Who listens to, you know, regular good old broadcast radio from their Sony Dream Machines anymore? Do you still listen to your radio, you know, 98.5 FM?
No.
I don't either, especially since, like, where I am, we can't get a radio signal.
But that's the point. With the Zune, it's going to be easier. You're going to have it all in one place. So you can either right now, I don't listen to music. Right now, I want to listen to my favorite talk show. So I want to turn to Howard Stern. I'm going to put him on my Zune HD.
That's actually pretty interesting. I'm not going to lie. You could actually get Sirius XM radio for your iPhone or iPod Touch if you really want it. You have to pay a subscription fee and all that. But you can get Sirius XM.
So, yeah, it's pretty much the same deal you would get if you were just paying for satellite.
Pretty much, except HD is free. That's the only difference. HD radio is a free service.
Exactly.
But, like, come to think of it, like, the iPod Nano has a built-in radio. If you really want to know. Give it up for the iPod Nano, definitely. Has a built-in radio, which could actually rival the Zunes. I'm not sure if it's an HD radio, but I'm going to check right now. I just know it's a built-in radio.
Okay. Also, there's a website called MicrosoftWatch.com. It's actually Microsoft-Watch, so there's your hyphen in there.
Oh, yeah, Microsoft Watch? I'd love to have a Microsoft Watch. My watch is terrible.
Microsoft-Watch.
Like, does it crash all the time?
Yeah. This is a website that watches Microsoft. And basically, they had an idea that iPod Touch wins in the aesthetics category in terms of when you hold the iPod Touch in your hand. They said that even though it feels heavier than the Microsoft Zune, it It has better battery life and better sound fidelity than the Microsoft Zoom.
Like, I think the only people who are going to be concerned about that are, you know, real audiophiles who really care about their music. But the average person, including me, doesn't really care too much about the quality of the music. If it sounds good, you know, if it sounds listenable, they're really not going to care how much the bit rate it has, you know, or anything like that. They're just going to want to listen to their music the way it is.
Regardless of...
Irregardless, you know, very true.
That's a good point. I want to call in 1-646-478-5187.
Now we're actually going to start taking calls.
We'll take some calls a little bit here because we didn't get to our guest tonight, unfortunately. But like we said, throughout the entire show, you know, you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have other planned guests in the future on our program for you.
Definitely.
Also, if you want to send us an email about feedback for the program, where can they send us, John?
If you want to get feedback about us, like, you could definitely contact us over at email us, showdown@showdoc.com, or you could, you know, reply us at Twitter, twitter.com/showdown, or if you're still using MySpace, if you're a dinosaur, you could go myspace.com/systemshowdown. And I think we also have a Facebook group. I don't know the exact URL of it, but just search for System Showdown on Facebook and it should show up.
Yeah, that'll probably take the longest time out of the four. But
Like, I'll make a short URL for it, as a matter of fact, probably soon.
Anyway, let's talk about John. If for some way the Zune would be able to be loaded onto MacBooks, do you think there would be some sort of seismic effect? Would that work?
Well, let's just put it this way. Like, you know, I have a Microsoft Windows mobile phone, right? And a Mac.
Yeah, so how does that work?
To be honest with you, the integration is not there. The device really doesn't, like, there's no Microsoft software that's available to allow you to take your device and plug it into your Mac. You could transfer Bluetooth files, though. If you want to use a Bluetooth protocol, you could transfer files between the Mac and the device, or if you want to boot it to Windows, you could do that too, but there's...
Wow, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, like, you could use Bluetooth on your phone and your computer to transfer files from one to another just by sending it wirelessly, and it works, you know, from the Windows mobile phone to the Mac.
That saves a lot of time.
It really does. It's great. Like, if I want to install a program that I really want, or put a song on my phone, or if I took a picture on my phone I want to put it on my computer, I could just transfer it over via Bluetooth.
Now, on CNET.com, they did a spec-to-spec comparison between Zune HD and the iPod Touch, and they were talking about the MP3 player market, and basically, the iPod Touch, as you well know, comes in 8 gig, 32 gig, and 64 gigs,
mm-hmm.
and the Zune comes in 16 and 32.
Mm-hmm.
iPod Touch is only black and silver.
Well, it's, you know, only the one color. It's black on the front, silver on the back.
The Zune HD is platinum, black, red, green, and blue, like John mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you really want to compare colors, look at the iPod Nano. It comes in, like, what, 10 different colors?
Mm-hmm. In terms of online video, they're practically equal. Both have TV shows, movies, music videos, and vodcasts. What the heck is vodcasts?
A vodcast is actually a portmanteau of the words video and podcast.
Oh.
Like Big Nation, for example. Or anything on Revision Free or Current, you know, it's a video podcast.
Oh, that makes sense.
Even App Judgment, you know, App Judgment.
Yes, that's one of our favorite ones.
It really is.
Anyway, in terms of wireless, the Zune has Wi-Fi syncing, while the iPod Touch has 802.11dp Bluetooth, like John said.
Well, let's see. I'll think of this way. That's one feature I'm really impressed about with the Zune, that you could sync over Wi-Fi. That's really impressive.
The iPod Touch does have Wi-Fi, but it's only Wi-Fi downloading.
Well, yeah, it's only Wi-Fi browsing. You know, like, you could browse the web using Safari on the iPod Touch. You could use Skype on the iPod Touch. You could do anything that involves the internet using Wi-Fi on the iPod Touch. You just can't sync with it.
Yeah, you can't sync with it, but you can, you know, it's still basic Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's very basic Wi-Fi. Like, what I've noticed is actually at the range, the Wi-Fi range on the iPod Touch is a lot less than on desktop.
So in other words, you're saying that Apple could take one from Windows here.
Yeah, I really want Apple to implement wireless iPod syncing. That would be amazing. Because right now, you have to plug it.
I wouldn't like that, because then that would be bad for the Zoom market.
Yeah, but, you know, competition is good. But right now, you have to plug in a cable to your computer. Who uses cables anymore? Yeah, because you're stuck in the 1900s, you know? Who uses cables? What is this weird invention? A cable, you know? Eventually, everything will be wireless. Wireless power, wireless internet, wireless syncing, wireless everything.
Wireless food.
Wireless wires.
That'd be interesting. So let's continue on here. We'll have a little debate here between Microsoft's Zune HD and Apple's iPod Touch.
As we're the master debaters, so let's do this.
Yeah, we also want to wish everyone who's tuned in and who listened to the archive a happy Thanksgiving.
What are we thankful for, Quaz?
You know, a lot of things. We're thankful for, you know, a great year in technology. I mean, you've got to be thankful for that. Microsoft releasing two major products this year.
What were they again?
Windows 7 and the Zune HD.
Oh, yeah, those turned out really well.
And Apple as well, iPhone 3GS. What else?
Snow Leopard.
Snow Leopard, of course. How can I forget about that? Also, the multi-touch mouse.
The Magic Mouse. It looks great. I really want one of those.
And there's a fourth one.
Yeah, there's they came out with so much new stuff. I forget what. I think the new iPod Nano, as a matter of fact. That's a good one.
Yeah, the iPod Nano. So
it could take video. You know, it had a camera on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great year.
A very great year. Like
check
we should, like probably later on, like by the end of the year, we're going to do a year review show.
Definitely.
We're going to talk about, you know, the best products of the year and what's going to happen next year. I think that's a tradition, right? You've done that for the past 2 years?
Yeah, we've done it in the past, and we'll definitely see how well this year turned out. But it's definitely going to be a good show. There were not a lot of flops this year. I admit there were not a lot of flops.
No, definitely not. Well, let's see. You could count a few. Do you want to see, like, what – we could probably talk about the best flops of 2009 if we really want to.
There were flops, but
– Well, I got one. GeoCities.
Say again?
GeoCities.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty big flop.
Yeah.
What? There are tons, if I can really think about.
That's more technology than Apple Mac, than Apple Windows.
Yeah, true. But, like, there weren't any major flops as far as the Mac and Windows community.
Well, yeah. I mean, there weren't any major flops, but –
Definitely not. Yep.
There were definitely some.
There weren't any major ones, but there were definitely some, of course. Like what, if I may ask?
A little, you know, a few here and there.
Name one.
We'll save it for later, John. We'll save it.
All right, fine. We'll save it for the show later, then.
Yeah. You don't
later.
Want to give away the sneak peek, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number to call in, 1-646-478-5187. You can aim John at Showdown. John, and myself, Shannon Kwas, as always. And thanks for tuning in tonight. As always, you check us out at our new website, showdoc.com/showdown. You also check out information about John and myself. Where can they check that out?
They definitely could. If you really want to find out about us, we're the show jocks. You could go to showdoc.com/jocks. And find all about us with our bios and our profiles.
Now, well, when we say jocks, we don't mean athletes.
Oh, definitely not. It's used in the ironic sense, you know, that we're so unathletic, we host radio shows over the internet.
I don't know about that, but...
I do.
You do. Never
and
mind.
I do.
Anyway, so let's talk about. I'll give you a just quickly say win for Microsoft, win for Apple, and let me know which item you think they went on. Let's talk about FM radio. Obviously, who does that go to?
Well, let's see. If we're talking about radio, I'd have to say since the iPod can't compete because it doesn't have an FM radio. It only has internet radio. I'm going to give it to the Zoom because that would be kind of cool to have radio on your iPod.
Yep. Let's talk about video rental. I'm going to give it to Microsoft.
Really? Why Microsoft?
Because with Microsoft, with 320 Microsoft points, for only $4 for $3.99, you can get video rentals.
Wait a minute. So what's a Microsoft point?
It's I don't know.
Like, that's interesting. They have their own currency, Microsoft dollars.
Yeah.
So like, you have to convert all of your money over to Microsoft dollars in order to buy stuff from them.
It's basically like, I mean, like, you have credit points, you can have Microsoft points.
That is terrible. Why would you want Microsoft points on Apple? You just buy it with your money.
Yeah, you can get library titles and new releases for $4.
That's not bad.
On the Apple, but I'm going to give it to Windows, and you're giving it to Apple here.
Sure.
Okay, software, Zune software and marketplace versus iTunes. I'm giving this to Apple because when the Zune software or marketplace has even 1,000 applications, then it can be start debating that. So this goes to iTunes by a mile.
Definitely, definitely. Because like, Apple's done really well with what they've done as far as, you know, getting the whole picture on the iPod, you know? Sure, exactly. I'm talking babble right now, but it will make sense eventually.
Okay, subscription music. $15 a month on Microsoft, and the iPod doesn't have it at all.
Nope. You go a la carte.
Windows wins this one. Next one on deck. Screen size. iPod Touch is 3.5 inches. Microsoft Zune is 3.3 inches. Bigger is better.
That's what you said.
I'm going with Apple.
Mm-hmm, definitely Apple.
Colors, in terms of dimensions. If you're really into fashion, Zune wins.
Mm-hmm, I'll admit that, you know, but if you're going to buy an, you know, iPod strictly for, you know, what color comes in, you really don't deserve to own an iPod, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're really going to focus on such petty details like that.
Definitely. But then again, I'm kind of in that field because, like, if you don't know by now, like, they tell you about how I customized my Mac by putting a skin on the back of it to make it look like a blue and black zebra.
And what happened to that?
It came out really well. It's like a vinyl skin that you put on the back, and
it
looks like a zebra.
This is from the days of iFoil.
It is. Like, everybody remembers my iFoil. And for those who don't know what that is, in the winter of 2006, I took my iPod Mini and I put tinfoil on it to make a really cool-looking case. And it came out really awesome. If you want to see pictures of it, look on my Twitter.
Okay, we'll look at that.
I'll post them on the Showdown Twitter if you really want to check them out.
That's showdown.com. That's twitter.com/showdown.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Definitely be sure to follow us as well over there.
Please do. Like, also, I have big news with that. For some reason, there was a thing on our Twitter account where anytime someone followed us, it send them an annoying message saying, thanks for following us. I turned that off because it was annoying.
Now, last thing in our debate here, the score is it's tied 5-5 between the Zune and the and Microsoft, between Zune and Apple. The last thing is recording options. This is for the win. And I know what's going to happen here. Recording options, Zune does not have a voice recorder. And, John, what does the iPod Touch have?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but the iPod Touch doesn't have a built-in microphone, although it does have a voice note feature.
It does have voice recording. It has line in recording.
Actually, here's the thing. It doesn't have a built-in microphone, though, so you need to supply your own microphone.
Yeah, but there's no option at all on the Zune.
No, definitely not. So both of them are really bad if you want a voice record.
So we'll give it a draw.
All right, we'll give it a draw on that, so sure. Because both of them, like, are really bad at it. Even though the iPod edges it slightly by having the compatibility to do it, it really doesn't cut it, to be honest. Speaking to be honest with
you. Also, I have one last tip here. By the way, so it's Ty. This is an audio format called Apple Lossless.
Mm-hmm. Lossless, that's a good format.
What the heck is that? Is this a loss?
All right. Well, you know what? The term lossless pretty much means, like, think of it this way. You know when you have a CD and it sounds a lot better on a CD than when it does on your MP3 player?
Well, like a record player?
Well, yeah. Well, like, think of it this way. Whenever you transfer music from one format to another, like, say you transfer something from a record to a CD, there's going to be quality that's lost in that. There's going to be bit rates that are going to be lost. There's a lot of quality that's just going to be lost in that transfer. What Apple Lossless does is it keeps all that, the bass and the bit rate, but makes the file size a lot bigger. So if you're really an audio file, you should definitely go lossless. If not, just stick with plain old MP3.
All right. That's good for the knowledge there, because it's just a strange name. You have to admit that for a file.
What should they call it, the Microsoft Lossless?
Well, it's on Apple, so.
Very true.
Okay, so all in all, what's more portable? I would say it depends on the user. I would say
very much so. It's all about the user. It's very true, because it's all about what you want to use. If you like your Zoom, by all means, use it. If you like your iPod, use it. It's all about being happy.
Yep, and John, let's get run down our show information here for our. Our callers, for our listeners. So,
show information, huh?
Where to find us on Twitter? And
all right, you can do that. If you want to link up with us when we're not on the air, you can do that in many different ways. Both me and Quaz have Twitter accounts, which you could actually find by going to the main show Twitter account at twitter.com/showdown. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Quaz, twitter.com/myjob. Also, check out our website at showdown.com. where you can find information about all the great shows on the ShowDog Network, including us. And you could also look at us on Facebook, search for System Showdown, go to MySpace, myspace.com/System Showdown. And, we're all over the place, just nowhere to look. Also, I would like to say that we have gone from 22 to 11-plus listeners, but the hits are still coming in. So keep listening out there.
Yeah, we've gone down from last week. We've gone down actually by half, but listeners' hits still coming in, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. And yes, let's see. We're also going to announce a next thing, which is, What? I'm not seeing this at all.
Next week...
I should say that.
Next week is episode 45 for Sunday night.
November, there it is. Yeah.
November 29th
at 7 p.m. I'm sorry, I lost my place in the script. As Patrick O'Keefe, a great friend of the program and founder of the iFlock Network and author of the book Managing Online Forums, will join the hosts, which are us, to talk about the challenge of building a forum. Windows and Macintosh fans alike.
And hopefully by that point, John will have his place in the script, and we'll be able to.
Mine should make it blue, man. I'm looking for the blue, and I didn't see any blue.
we color code things.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works around here.
Anyway, after that, episode 46 will be Sunday, December 6th, and Mike Gikas, who is a senior electronics editor for Consumer Reports, and he's also involved with Consumer Reports magazine. He'll join us to talk for part two of the Zune HD verse Apple iPod Touch segment. Again, if you just tuned in, Alfred Moyer did not join us this week, but we'll see what happens. I guess when your show's end, you can check us out and follow us on Twitter. Check out our show information online. Again, hits still coming in, and that's where we'll end off tonight.
I definitely suppose so. I cannot wait for all these new exciting interviews that are coming up in the weeks coming ahead.
Yep. Also, if you want to follow us more with in terms of – we have some big-name guests coming up later on, like a couple weeks down the line. Stay tuned to our guest list online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to check out the guest list, just go to go.showdoc.com/SSG for System Showdown Guests.
All right.
I believe that's it.
Yes. So Brad Paisley online. We'll close out the show. We closed out last week. This is an online song by Brad Paisley. He actually performed it for Barack Obama. So this is a top-notch song. Well, he performed Black Mamba. He didn't perform this song specifically. We're going to end with Brad Pages Online. We'll see everyone next week. See you later. Go PC.
Go Mac.
But 3 and